Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the Solemnity of All Saints, and from the United States, we hear from Dr. Anne Garrido, an Associate Professor of Homiletics at Aquinas Institute of Theology. Anne is coming to us from Atlanta today with a preaching entitled, Calling All Saints, Calling All Saints.
A reading from the book of Revelation. I, John, saw another angel coming up from the east, holding the seal of the living God. I heard the number of those who had been marked with the seal, 144,000 marked from every tribe of the children of Israel. After this, I had a vision of a great multitude which no one could count. From every nation, race, people, and tongue, they stood before the throne and before the Lamb, wearing white robes and holding palm branches in their hands. They cried aloud in a loud voice, "Salvation comes from our God who is seated on the throne and from the Lamb." All the angels stood around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. They prostrated themselves before the throne, worshiped God, and exclaimed, "Amen, blessing and glory, wisdom and thanksgiving, honor, power, and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders spoke up and said to me, "Who are these wearing white robes, and where did they come from?" I said to him, "My Lord, you are the one who knows." He said to me, "These are the ones who have survived the time of great distress. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." Not that I would expect you to notice this, but last month, for the first time in a long time, I missed my monthly rotation for The Word. Believe me when I tell you that I missed being with you all more than you would have missed me. Preparing to preach once a month, it's one of those things that keeps me grounded in the reading and study of Scripture as a regular practice, and that keeps me more grounded, period, more balanced as a person. Since September 1st, though, I visited 10 states outside the one that I live in, and some of these states more than once. I also made one trip abroad. Not that Canada really feels like going abroad, but still, it was a hike. And most of these trips had something to do with the upcoming U.S. national elections, in the sense that I was talking about the importance of truth, the healthy use of power, and how to have difficult conversations with one another when we disagree, mostly about things like what's true and what's good power. I don't regret the travel schedule, and honestly, I still doubt that I've done enough to speak up about the pressing concerns of our moment in history. But somewhere in there, unable to keep up with my Scripture study and having reached a certain degree of resignation that I've done just about all that I can do to influence the election, I just started calling out on the saints, pleading, "These are issues that we're dealing with that are bigger than what any one of us has the power to change. Help, help." At first, I cried out in an orderly manner. I thought about the saints whose life stories intersected with some of the major issues that we Americans are wrestling with in this election. St. Thomas More, who stood for the rule of law. St. Frances Cabrini, who spent herself trying to meet the needs of immigrants. St. Gianna Barettamola, a physician who faced difficult choices while pregnant. The great Dominican St. Thomas Aquinas, who helped give us our definition of truth and truthfulness. But also the lesser-known Dominican, Samuel Mazzucchelli, who challenged the treatment of indigenous and enslaved peoples leading up to the Civil War. I found myself awake in the middle of the night, just calling out on saints in alphabetical order soon thereafter. Saints that begin with the letter A, Agnes, Augustine, Andrew, Ambrose, have likely received disproportionate calls for intercession from me, followed closely by Bernadette, Benedict, Bridget. Meanwhile, the saints that begin with X and Y have hardly heard from me at all. St. Xenia, who I learned about from my Orthodox friends, got a shout out or two, and Yves Congar. The problem is that saints at the end of the alphabet are fewer in number, and most of the time I've fallen back asleep by then. But now, with only a couple days to the election left, and with no sense of how this all will play out and what the future of my country and of our shared world will be. This long litany has gone entirely random. It's expanded to include those like our Peruvian Dominican brother, Gustavo Gutierrez, who just went to his heavenly ward a little over a week ago, as well as my parents and my grandparents, my grade school teacher from seventh grade, an aunt and an uncle, and my confirmation saint, Bartolomea Capitolano, who I expect to be especially attentive to my plea since I think I am the only one in the history of Confirmandi to have chosen her name. Where are all these one-line prayers of intercession from a sleep-deprived, slightly unhinged woman going? What are they doing, if only for me? Well, would it surprise you to hear that I sense they're making me more peaceful internally? They're reminding me that you and I are not alone in this fraught season. We're part of a huge communion of saints that connects us in our time to those of other times who have faced similar social ills and political crises. These, as the book of Revelation tells us, are the ones who have survived the time of great distress. And they help us to hold on to the fact that salvation comes from our God who is seated on the throne and from the Lamb. Not from any one of our efforts, nor from any political system. We do what we can with the hours we have, and then with Pope St. John the 23rd, we say, God, I'm going to sleep now. This is in hands bigger than my own. And soon this particular moment in time shall pass, as they all do. Indeed, in the great scheme of things, it will not be long before future generations will be calling on us in the middle of the night to intercede for them. We are all part of a grand cosmic project so much larger than ourselves, and what we can't do alone, we can do together, or at least support each other through. Next month, I tell myself, I will get my act together and start reading and studying scripture again. I'm going to recover some sense of semblance, of balance, and groundedness in my life. Do you tell yourself this kind of thing also? And can you almost hear God laugh as we say it? But this solemnity of All Saints, I will call upon my vast family and faith from every nation, race, people, and tongue to come to my assistance and to do what no one of us can do alone, but to pray to God on all of our behalf.